Welcome. Today, we're discussing OpenAI's groundbreaking new feature in ChatGPT, native image generation. It's not just another image generator, folks. It's built right into the GPT-4 model. Pretty wild, right?
Built in? I'm intrigued. Most image generators are standalone, so this integration with a language model is a game changer, isn't it? But is it as good as dedicated image generators like Midjourney or Stable Diffusion?
That's the million-dollar question. It's definitely high quality, even handling complex prompts like a chicken riding a duck, riding a dog, riding a horse. The detail is incredible, but it's slow. Painfully slow.
Slow? How slow are we talking? Dial-up slow?
Think minutes per image. They acknowledge it in the live stream and promise to improve it, but it definitely limits the current use cases. They also mentioned GPT-4's been sluggish lately, perhaps because of this new feature.
That's a trade-off. High quality for speed. So, besides speed, any other catches? And what about that weird naming convention? Native image generation in the 4.0 model.
Yeah, the name is clunky. Why not just image generation? It's confusing. As for other limitations, there's the cropping issue. Images aren't full-sized. Hallucinations, similar to text-based models. And it struggles with complex prompts with over 20 concepts. Multilingual text is still a work in progress, too.
Okay, so there are some kinks to work out. But what are the strengths? They showcased some impressive examples in the live stream, like that anime selfie.
Absolutely. The anime example was cool, and it's not just about recreating images in different styles. It can generate brand new concepts. Remember the infographic of a neural network's insides, and the fake Wikipedia page on vibe coding?
Oh yeah, those were pretty impressive. What about its editing capabilities? Can it realistically manipulate existing images?
Yes. I tried removing backgrounds, adding glasses to a dog, even making the dog look mean. It handles these tasks surprisingly well.
What about practical applications? They mentioned creatives, educators, small businesses.
Think logo design, website mockups, social media graphics, educational materials. The possibilities are endless. Imagine creating a menu or a Magic the Gathering card with a simple prompt. They did that in the live stream.
Amazing. So is it just images or did they hint at other modalities?
They emphasize that GPT-4 is an omni model, meaning it can handle text, images, and audio, both input and output. They've already dabbled with voice features, so this seems like a natural progression towards a truly integrated multimodal model.
That's exciting. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities, that's a powerful tool. So, final thoughts. Final thoughts. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities. That's a powerful tool. So, final thoughts. That's exciting. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities. That's a powerful tool. So, final thoughts. That's exciting. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities. That's a powerful tool. That's exciting. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities. So, final thoughts. That's exciting. A model that understands and generates across multiple modalities. That's a powerful tool. So, final thoughts. And you enjoy the show. See you next time. Next time. Talk soon. That's exciting.
While it's slow and has some limitations, ChatGPT's native image generation is a major leap forward. It's a powerful tool with vast potential, and I can't wait to see how it evolves. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.